This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is last-minute real estate investor tax checklist. Well, before we get started, I just have a couple of quick announcements I'd like to make. I just want to check in with you and to see how you're doing with your real estate efforts. I know it can be a little bit discouraging at times, and sometimes there are a lot of questions as well that you might have. And so I just wanted to invite you personally to our Facebook group, our Old Dogs REI Network Facebook group. It's a great place where we can interact. It's a forum where there are other investors involved. It gives you a good opportunity to be able to not only get your questions answered and be encouraged, but it's also a great place to interface with other investors. You may find somebody in your area even that might be involved in real estate investing you might want to link up with. And so that's open to anybody who wants to join. Just send me an email at bill@olddogsreinetwork.com or go to just look us up on Facebook and put in a little note to apply to join the group, and we'll just let you in there. A couple of quick updates. Still moving forward on my goal of 1,000 units by 2020. And 2017, I am focused on purchasing a 100-plus unit apartment building. So if you have any leads or know anybody that may be selling or you know, have something there that you might think I might be interested in, send that to me. I'd love to check it out at bill@olddogsreinetwork.com. Also, we're looking for investors on this project. This will be the first one when we bring in outside investors. And so if you're looking at maybe getting that as part of your portfolio experience as a real estate investor, we'd love to hear from you as well. Go ahead and email me on that if you're interested. Okay, well, let's get started here because this is a topic I think is very relevant and obviously very timely here. Coming up this Tuesday, April 18th, is tax deadline, and they actually bumped it up a few days. Usually it's around the 15th. And so that gives you a little advantage, a couple of days extra there. And also keep in mind, too, this is not a hard and fast date. You can file for an extension. And if you're not sure if you've covered everything in terms of your deductions, I would recommend that you would hold off on filing on the 18th, because there's just a lot of great deductions. And I'm going to try to highlight these in this podcast. Again, it's a quick overview of some of the more popular ones that might be out there and some you may not have heard of. Also, I would recommend really highly that you get yourself an accountant or CPA with real estate investing background. Hopefully someone that has clients that are other investors, ideally a person who is an investor themselves. They will be most aware of those types of deductions. You really want to do that, especially when you're looking at your long-term plan as you're growing your investment portfolio. Okay, well, let me go ahead and get started here, and let me see what we got here. I'll start with the first one, which is depreciation. This is one of those beautiful advantages of being a real estate investor. Whether you own the property outright or whether you're financing it with a mortgage, depreciation is one of those great little areas where you can deduct. I think it divided into 27.5 years, and over 27.5 years in equal proportions, that deduction can be taken out of each property of yours. So it's a great advantage. Number two, a loan interest and points. If you've got a mortgage, that's deductible, just like when you have your own home, same idea. Also, though, if you've refied a property or just purchased a property in 2016, you know, the associated fees, closing costs, et cetera, those things can be deducted as well. So you want to check with your tax professional on that, but there are a lot of great deductions when you have that new refi. Your insurance premiums. Everybody that owns a rental property should have insurance, and those insurance premiums can be pretty costly. A great thing to be able to deduct each year. As well as your property taxes. Property taxes, they can be pretty high as well, and the fact that you can deduct that is a super tax advantage. Repairs and improvements. This is a real important one. Whether it is putting in a new sink or knocking out a wall and doing some more major construction, those are all deductible. Now, again, you have to kind of separate repairs from improvements. The improvements, they'll differ. The repairs are fully deductible, while improvements will likely you'll depreciate. But nonetheless, these are great. These can be pretty high expenses, especially where I'm at right now in the 22 unit. I'm doing a lot of rehab, upgrade, repositioning. Those are great deductions to be able to write off. Travel. Now, if you have your properties all locally, your travel to and from your property each time you go, you should be tracking your miles. Those are all deductible. If you're an out-of-state investor like me, you can deduct hotel bills, airfare, car rentals, meals, all of those things associated with your travel. And that's a great, great write-off to be able to have there. Utilities. If you are paying utilities for your properties that are not being covered by your tenants, then you want to be able to keep a good record of those expenses and be able to deduct those as well. Home office. Now, if you are using a certain room in your house as a place where you're doing all of your real estate investing work, whether it's, an hour a week or whether you're working, 20 hours a week, whatever it may be, or full time, that is a deductible expense. And again, you'd have to work with your tax professional on this, but the actual square footage is deductible off of if you're making a mortgage payment or if you're renting, that can be deducted. So make sure that you've got that information as well. And that also includes office supplies associated with that. If you bought a computer exclusively for your real estate investing or a printer or some other supplies or materials, that can be deducted. Advertising. If you're advertising, maybe you're doing direct mail to try to track down owners, and that can be a deductible expense. Some people pay for advertising to advertise for vacancies. I wouldn't recommend that just off the top of my head here, because really there's so many great free services out there. Craigslist, Trulia, Zillow, Apartments.com, Hotpads.com, Airbnb, whatever it may be, that are free to list in. And so, I would say you don't have to do that. But if you do it, you can deduct it. Any kind of employees, if you're hiring people part-time to help you out, if you have your property managers, of course, their fees that you pay, contractors, you have somebody come in and pull a tree out, maybe you've got people that are doing, work on your property, maybe your landscaper, those types of people. As long as you're paying people that are performing some work associated with your rental property, that is deductible. Legal and accounting fees, those are deductible expenses as well. If you do have a CPA, which again, I highly recommend, that fee that you have, that you pay them is deductible. Attorneys that you may use for contract work, they may be involved with an LOI or an eviction. Any kind of legal fees are deductible. Casualty and theft losses, if you have a rental property that was damaged, maybe there was a hailstorm or flooding, or maybe there was some sort of natural type of disaster that you had to pay part of the repair, would not be able to deduct, but the other costs associated with that you can deduct. And then commissions or bonuses that you might pay to people that refer you. You may have a real estate agent that recommended somebody to you, and you pay them a little bonus for referrals. That is deductible. You may have your tenants that, when they refer people, they get a little bonus or a little bit knocked off their rent. That's deductible as well. Well, that is my list. I'm sure that there are others. I'm just trying to give you an overview. Maybe you might look at these and say, gee, I didn't deduct that. Maybe you can still get it in before the tax deadline, or you might want to consider filing for an extension. But either way, these little tips are here to help you before the tax year is done. That's it for today, old dog listeners. Please keep in mind that everything I've said here, the entire list, will be in our show notes on the Old Dogs REI website. So that's Old Dogs, spelled D-A-W-G-S, olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. This episode is number 092, entitled Last Minute Real Estate Investor Tax Checklist. Until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.